And he does not say, lest by any chance, as Adam was deceived, but he demonstrates that those men are essentially women who are exploited in this way, because it's typically the role of women to be deceived. And he did not say, so you too should be deceived, but maintaining the metaphor, he says, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is toward Christ. From the simplicity, I say, not from wickedness, neither resulting from wickedness nor from your disbelief, but from simplicity. However, even under such circumstances, the deceived are not entitled to forgiveness, as demonstrated by Eve. But if this does not grant forgiveness, it certainly will not when anyone succumbs to vanity.